I scrambled to grab the gas nozzle as it spiraled out of control from the pressure of the spraying gas. All I succeeded in capturing was fuel. It sprayed all over my brand new dress and blazer that I had bought especially for my job interview. I winced as the spray stung my freshly shaven legs. Gas accumulated in puddles at my feet. I stood in shock, soaking wet, furious, and at a loss for words. That got the attendant's attention, and he hurried towards us.
Hey, you gotta pay for that.
The nozzle bucked from the fuel pressure and gyrated wildly. I finally grabbed the nozzle, but before I could turn it away from me, it drenched me again from head to toe. The only saving grace was that I still wore my sunglasses. Gas sprayed up my nostrils and covered my sunglasses. I dropped the nozzle as my hands flew to my face to block the spray. I wiped my finger across the sunglass lenses, but everything, including Aunt Pearl, was blurred.
"Don't hurt me!"
Aunt Pearl screamed as she stepped backwards and waved her arms in the air. "Grab the nozzle, quick! Help me! I can't see!" My arms flailed as I groped blindly for the nozzle. My right hand finally closed around the nozzle, but when I tried to pry my gas gadget from the pump handle, my fingernail bent backwards. Ouch! I dropped the nozzle, and it sprayed my ankles as it fell to the pavement. I groped for the handle, but couldn't get a grip strong enough to hold on. My fingers grew numb at my fruitless attempts. I flailed my arms, trying to grab the handle with my limited vision. That set me off balance, and I tripped and fell off the concrete island. After what seemed like an eternity, the pump suddenly stopped. I ripped off my sunglasses and wiped fuel from my forehead with the back of my hand. The attendant stood by the gas pump, nozzle in one hand and my nozzle lock gadget in the other.
"Don't touch anything. I'll pump it for you."
I mumbled thanks and rose to my feet, soaking wet. I shivered, despite the late summer heat.
"That's a lot of gas. 5 gallons gone to waste."
Aunt Pearl snapped her fingers.
"Just like that."
Aunt Pearl was somewhat of a pyromaniac, so wasted gas bordered on travesty.
"You could have helped me."
I slowly shook my head as I looked down at my ruined dress. Words couldn't describe the despair I felt right now. Everything I did seemed to take me one step closer to financial ruin.
"You need to help yourself, Sen. You've got what it takes, if only you applied yourself. One way or another, you'll come to terms with your supernatural talents."
Aunt Pearl patted my back.
"You have a choice."
"I am not cheating." I turned to the attendant, but he had retreated to the RV, out of earshot. "I don't want any unfair advantages, that's all."
"Witchcraft isn't cheating if you're a witch. Stop pretending you're someone you're not."
I was already in a bad mood. The last thing I needed was an argument with my ornery aunt. "I just want to be like everyone else."
"Well, you aren't, so you better get used to it,"
Aunt Pearl snorted.
"Why are you wasting time with a day job? Anyone else with your talents would be making good use of them. Instead, you just let them go to waste."
"I want to earn an honest living." The words came out before I could stop them.
"Being a witch is somehow dishonest?"
Aunt Pearl's anger cut through her words. It irked her that I hadn't kept up my magic lessons at Pearl's Charm School. I always meant to, but other things seemed to get in the way. And it didn't feel right, using special talents that regular people lacked. I hadn't done anything to earn them. I just had the good fortune to be born into the West family of witches. "I'm late for my interview. Can't you just reverse everything and put some gas in my car?" Aunt Pearl was an extremely talented witch. It would be effortless for her.
"I could, but why should I?"
"Aunt Pearl, please. I'll make it up to you." I needed this job.